Tonight is the eve of the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, Monday, February 10th, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island. The sky has become lighter. It's lighted by a beautiful blue haze. It's just like the light penetrating the darkness. I see a tiny pinpoint of light, but it's becoming round. Oh. Now coming to the center of the light, it's Our Lady. Oh, Our Lady is dressed in a flowing white gown. It seems to be one piece, but no, the top of her headpiece comes down almost to the center of her gown, and she has the most beautiful blue sash tied at the center of her gown. Oh. Our Lady now is coming forward and she has her hands joined. Now in Our Lady's hands are high roses. They're beautiful. The very large roses. They seem to fit comfortably into her hands. Though the beads are very large, the golden Our Father and the white hair Mary. Now Our Lady is pointing over to the right side, her left side. I see now a small figure. Oh, it's a young girl. She has on a pair of what looks like wooden shoes from under her dress. She has on a skirt, like a peasant skirt. Her clothes are very old, rough looking, the material. And now she's placing around her head a scarf, like a kerchief, tying it now under her chin. Oh, I know who she is now. The third of death. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She's taking her hands now and tying her rosary about her waist. Yes, my child. Your visitor this evening is Bernadette. You will well understand, my child, that the cross is always heavy. Humility and sacrificing of your worldly instincts will make your ascent to holiness much swifter. It is surely the will of the Father that you will do. The message entrusted to you, my child, must go out to the world in great haste. The time is growing shorter. Many of our children have chosen to reject my word. Many tears shall be shed in recognition, but too late children. Now Our Lady is pointing over to the left, high up in the sky. And now there is that. I can look into a land. Two lands. And then above each, it's like a tabloid. There is a deep black cross. Now a voice, it's a frightening voice, is crying, is moaning. The voice is terrifying. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Blood shall flow in the streets. Revolution from corruption. Revolution from corruption. Now Our Lady is coming forward. Yes, my child, it will be truly a most terrible sight. Blood shall flow in the street. Brother against brother. Mother against daughter. Sin. Thou placest little value upon life. War, and the great war to end all wars, are a punishment for these sins. Is in a spiritual dark. like it's almost unlockable. But over on our right, I can see another huge ball. It's like living at two suns in the sky. Oh. Now a lady is coming down on our left, much closer. You tremble, my child. There is no need to be afeared. For all will be well for those of true spirit. The other is open wide, my children. Upon your earth are creatures of hell. You must remain close to my son in the Eucharist. Satan has set many ways to entrap you. He will take over the body of a fallen soul, any man, woman, or child. Your body Many digits, but haven't the first of it. Your grace to remain on this narrow road. Once you have left with my children, you will find it very difficult to return. I know that the days are growing short, and many will be taken from your world. Added beyond the veil. yourselves now while you have the time. Blessed is the soul that has taken my words and acted upon them. I bless you, all my children, as children of light. I will be with you to the second coming of my Son. All who are burdened with their cross, come to me and I will comfort you. Come to my Son in the tabernacle of the world. Hurry, my children. The agents of hell are loose and are set in motion a plan now to close these tabernacles to you. Hasten now. Gather your graces, my children, while there is still time. Spend much time with my Son in the Eucharist. It is truly the bread of life. It will be a most just day, my child, when these tabernacles will be closed to you. Do not be fearful, my child, of the days ahead. The Spirit of truth shall never be removed from among you. You will all gather as the armies of heaven. As birds of a feather, you will flock together. Attacks upon you. As you my child. That you will learn compassion for the sufferer. The world, my children, has forgotten the value of suffering. How many graces you earn when you make good use of your suffering and your trials. For you have within your power graces that can retrieve from purgatory many souls who are waiting. Talking very softly. covered. They will stand as factual witness to my word. It is a sad fact in your age, my children, that many will not believe unless they see. You will go forward now in your mission, bringing the word from the kingdom. You must not be only concerned of whether they will be accepted. You will bring the word, and if they cast them aside, you will continue on your way. For there are thousands who need the grace, my children. And they all, I can't see their faces too clearly, but you be no peace upon your earth without my son. Reject him, and you will reject life. You will follow the rules given by the eternal Father, your commandments. For if you break these rules, you will break your spirit, your country, and many countries of the world have given themselves to Satan. They seek now to light sun's houses, churches with the world. And know now that should this take place, when the world and my son's church becomes one, the end has been reached. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Shout my message from the rooftop. Hurry, my children. I must beg you to make great haste, for the time is coming. You will be sent, my child, many arms to help you. Promoted by Satan to stop your good work. You must recognize this, my child, and keep fighting the good fight. Remember this. Wear your sacramentals at all times. Call upon your guardian often. Call upon your angels, my child. The world has forgotten these guardians. Make it known to my children that in grace they have beside them a guardian. Their angel has not left. However, many seek to send him away and accept one from the other. An agent of hell. Your life upon your earth, my children, will be one of constant battle. It is a road filled with thorns, but your arms will be filled with roses when you come to the end of your road. Is this not worth praying and waiting for, my children? Is this not worth sacrificing for and turning from your sins? Amen, my children, I say to you, it will not be long before you understand my words given in the past. Pray a constant vigilance. Turn from your ways that offend the Father much. Repent of your ways, and you will be accepted back into the kingdom. No man shall fall into hell unless he has gone this way of his own free will, my child. I am your mother and the guardian of my children. I come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. We are now in battle with Satan, my children. Recognize the signs of your time. You are, I repeat, in the latter days. Prayer, a constant vision.
beloved pilgrim who was with us, Mary Reed, who was taken by Our Lady into heaven this past week. She lived alone. She had no friends or relatives other than the friends that had joined her in Our Lady's work mission. And I know that Our Lady chose to take her into the kingdom because Mary was very lonely, and she only had her good friends of the pilgrims of St. Michael and, of course, of Our Lady's mission here in Bayside. And Mary Reed had looked for the mission from heaven and also just waiting to be with Our Lady. And shortly, I understand, before Our Lady took her into the kingdom, she did appear, Our Lady did appear to Mary Reed. And so we will say, I know that Mary would like these prayers applied to the next waiting soul in purgatory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. A firm act of contrition.
But O Lord God, the heart is sorrow for having offended thee. And I confess to all my sins, because I pray the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to end my life. Amen.
In Our Lady's message this evening, Our Lady made it quite clear the necessity of always being prepared, because you do not know the day nor the hour. There is no age, there is no age in heaven, and a soul is ageless. Therefore, one must always be prepared, because you do not know when heaven intends to call you. But through the grace of God, I feel very happy for Mary Reed and also for all those who will go in the next short time, as Our Lady spoke of this evening in a message about many being taken out of the world. But it almost frightens me as a person to think that there are many that we haven't reached yet with a message from heaven. Therefore, we must work much harder, even though Satan will set many obstacles in the way of sending out the message. We must work hard to reach many others, because many will be lost but for our sacrifices and our efforts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven. He is at the right hand of God, Lord Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of our Lord, and the life of the Lord.
Our Lady said also not to forget Jim Lynch. He also was called to the kingdom, and he was, Our Lady said, a soul of charity. Finish part of the prayers of atonement. Now Jesus is coming over. The sky is very lighted. And behind Jesus is Michael, oh, and Our Lady. Our Lady is also with Michael behind Jesus. Now Jesus is coming over. He's just between the trees now. He's come over the fencing area. Oh, and Our Lady and Michael are behind him. And Our Lady now is wearing a beautiful golden crown on her head. It's set in with all beautiful stones. I can see the green with the emeralds and blues and a light pale, almost a pink. Beautiful. Oh, the crown is just beautiful. It's made like with spiral V-shaped points on the top. And they're set in on the top of the points with these little diamonds. They look like diamonds. They're very brilliant white stones, glass-like stones, and they're beautiful. I can see Our Lady's crown very clearly. The light is a very white light all about Jesus and Our Lady. And also Michael. Now, Michael has on a long white gown. He's now going over to Jesus' left side. Now, Jesus is dressed all in white this evening. The first time with us, red cape is all in white. He has on a white gown that's very loose about his arms. It's very, very full. And Jesus has on these brown sandals. They're like skin, I guess they're made of. They look like brown leather. They have one strap and just a piece across his instep. I can see the sandals. Now Jesus is raising his hand up in front of him like this, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child, I do not have to repeat or make any more emphasis to the words of my mother. You understand clearly that your days are counted in the few before a great chastisement will come to mankind. I must urge you at this time to prepare yourselves for the days ahead. Do not concern yourselves with the opinion of others. You will pray for them, and they will be given the light. Now Jesus is moving over to the right side of the flagpole, and he's extending his hand out in front of him like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now Jesus is coming over. He's now going back onto the left side of the flagpole, and he's looking down. And it's a little windy because as Our Lady now is following him with Michael, their clothes are blowing very, very, very sloppy. It feels very warm. The rays that are coming out, I can almost feel them. They're very warm. So Jesus and Our Lady, it's a beautiful light. They seem to be all aglow. I can't explain it. Oh, it's beautiful. Now Jesus is looking down, and he's placing his hand out, and he's making now the sign of the Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My mother will be with you on these sacred grounds in the days ahead. The peace you ask for cannot be given at this time. The sins of the flesh have set a heavy penance upon your world. You will all pray now and make atonement, but this you will do upon your knees. If the world words of my mother go unheeded to this ungrateful generation, I assure you it will not be long before you will be forced to your knees. Hasten, hearken, and listen. For the warnings given to you are urgent. The sands of time are running fast out, and you will not have another chance to turn your hourglass. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice were your sacramentals, and do not waste the balance of your time in idle worldly pursuits of the flesh. Many souls have fallen into the abyss because they did not seek to practice the truth. And what is the truth, you may ask me? It has been given to you, though man has chosen at this time to sully it. Those who we have chosen to be your leaders, we look upon them and find them lacking. They will heed this warning, for rank shall be no guarantee of the crown in the kingdom. A complete and fast reversal of man's ways must be made now, and I say now, for your future shall be now. Now Jesus is moving over to the right side of the flagpole. He's rising up with Our Lady now is behind him, and Michael. And I see, right in the distance, many angels. I can tell from their robes, angels. Now Jesus is bending over. They are angels, my child, but they come from your earth. You see those who have cleansed their souls and washed their robes in the blood of sacrifice as victims. Victims of injustice by man upon your earth. They have given themselves as victims to maintain the faith. Before your world comes to its final curtain, my child, there will be many who will wear the robe of martyrdom. Now Jesus is rising above the flagpole, and he's now turning to Our Lady, and Our Lady is extending her rosary out with a large golden crucifix, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is bending over. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Many are needed, for Satan has poisoned many minds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I adore hell.
Lead all souls to heaven,
especially those most in need of your mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.